This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 410 for Monday, May 27th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are climbing higher on Monday amid light volumes of trading due to the United States markets being closed today. At the final settlement, the July canola contract adds $5.50 at $672.20 per ton, while the November contract gains $5.70 at $692.80 per ton. An analyst says Monday will be a blah day for canola with no real action until the U.S. markets reopen, which will be this evening. Meanwhile, European rapeseed pulls back and Malaysian palm oil turns around to rise up in its overnight session. Global crude oil prices edge higher, providing support to the oilseeds. The prairies are forecast to see very little rain on Monday. However, that will change during the week, depending on the area of the region. The central and northern parts of Alberta are expected to get rain no later than midweek. The November canola contract remains above its 200-day moving average, which underpins the oilseed. Canola crush margins bump up a little, with the November positions between $116 to $121 per ton above the futures. The Canadian dollar is higher on Monday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.36 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 73.14. All reports this week from the U.S. Department of Agriculture will be delayed a day, with the export inspections and crop progress reports out tomorrow. Heavy thunderstorms and tornadoes are responsible for a wide range of deaths and damages in the U.S. this weekend. Forecasters are warning there's to be more of the same today. Safra Mercado cut nearly 3 million tons from its call on the Brazil Safrinha corn harvest at 83.64 million, while Datagro lowers its estimate by 1.35 million tons at 90.51 million. And Datagro trims its estimate of Brazil's soybean crop by about 400,000 tons at 147.57 million. The Indian Meteorological Department says above-average monsoon rains should boost the country's grain output. The Ukrainian Grain Traders Union cut its estimate of Ukraine's grain and oilseed production by 1.5 million tons at 74.6 million. Prior to the Russian invasion, Ukraine produced 107 million tons of grain and oilseeds. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, May 27th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.